Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is Forgiveness? 2 days left, and we're on lesson 229.
Now, traditionally, what Ada and I have done every year when we do these What is sections, is that on the very, very last day, we read them together, like meaning not one takes a paragraph, the other takes a paragraph, like we read the whole thing together. But since we can't do that because the microphone wouldn't pick up one of us, or it would be like a big mess, I guess, so says Ada, we're going to take turns. Today, I'm going to read the whole thing, and then you're going to read the whole thing tomorrow, right? Okay, so what is forgiveness? Forgiveness recognizes what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. It does not pardon sins and make them real. It sees there was no sin. And in this view are all your sins forgiven. What is sin except a false idea about God's Son? Forgiveness merely sees its falsity and therefore lets it go. What then is free to take its place is now the will of God. An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it is untrue. The mind is closed and will not be released. The thought protects projection, tightening its chains, so that distortions are more veiled and more obscure, less easily accessible to doubt, and further kept from reason. What can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its needed goal? An unforgiving thought does many things. In frantic action, it pursues its goal, twisting and overturning what it sees as interfering with its chosen path. Distortion is its purpose, and the means by which it would accomplish it as well. It sets about its furious attempts to smash reality without concern for anything that would appear to pose a contradiction to its point of view. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is still and quietly does nothing. It offends no aspect of reality, nor seeks to twist it to appearances it likes. It merely looks and waits and judges not. He who would not forgive must judge, for he must justify his failure to forgive. But he who would forgive himself must learn to welcome truth exactly as it is. Do nothing, then, and let forgiveness show you what to do through him who is your guide, your savior, and protector, strong in hope and certain of your ultimate success. He has forgiven you already, for such is his function given him by God. Now must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he sees, and whom he honors as the Son of God. I have a little note here about the last sentence. Now must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he shares, and whom he honors as the Son of God. And that's everyone.
Including ourselves.
Yes.
Because he has forgiven you already, for such is his function. Now you must share his function. Well, if his function is forgiving you, then you to share that is forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's, like, that's the magic of A Course in Miracles to me. Where he has forgiven you already, for such is his function given him by God. Now must you share his function. Like the depths of that. You know, that's God's function is this undoing of this whole experience of separation, this whole belief that drives this experience of separation. That's, and us sharing our that function means we must also go and take down all those idols, those beliefs of who we think we are, or that whole ego thought system, so we can really be who we're meant to be. And I say those words, and I'm not just like saying them just to say them. Because when we are really coming from love, we all have something wonderful to share. When we're coming from the ego, we don't.
Not so much.
Not so much. But when we're coming from love, we really have something that truly adds to the sonship. Like when we're talking about the sonship, I think of a puzzle. If one piece was missing, the puzzle is incomplete. We all have something wonderful to share when we're coming from love. And as we do our own self-forgiveness work, we're adding to that puzzle. We're adding to the beauty of it. It's like a beautiful scene. And so we don't have to just stick with the same old belief, these same old beliefs either, that really don't serve us. Like if we just look at how do we feel when we are in life? How do we feel when we check in with our thoughts? How do we feel when we're making this conscious shift? Like if we just check in, we either have we're at, if we're either at peace or we're not. And if we're at peace, we keep doing what you're doing. But if we're not at peace, that just means we got a little more work to do. And that's not a bad, we didn't do anything wrong. It's just when we're going f making that shift from separation to oneness, we're making that shift from fear to love. There might be some rocky roads there, but those rocky roads at the end, it's more amazing than we can ever imagine. If I look at my life where it was 10 years ago, where it is today, nothing like I ever thought it was going to be, and better than I ever thought it could be.
Well, and this peace that you're talking about, it's not an isolationist peace or a denial peace,
Right.
because we can get so hurt by life or so disappointed by life that we can make like a self-contained peace, and it's really we're being isolationists in a way. Or we can really hide who we truly are and then put a smile on our face and, oh, yeah, it's peaceful, it's peaceful. And yet, really deep down, it's not peaceful. What you're referring to is really peace,
Yeah.
getting to this place where we're not minimizing, we're not hiding, we're not denying our pain, we're working through our pain, we're seeking help, we're seeking support. And we have, he says he's our comforter, our protector, our guide. And I really wanted to just point out something from the introduction, since we only have 2 more days about that, is that I am so close to you, you cannot fail. So when we are on our journey to peace, we do have help. Remember, we're spiritual beings. And so we relate to one another really in spirit, truly. I mean, when we're in the body, we think we're like going at it, but it's really we're spiritual beings having a human experience, I guess that's what they would say. And so we also have this comforter, teacher, guide, protector, who is spirit, who like we are truly. We're not a body, we're free, we're still as we were created to be. And when we turn it over, or when we invite love in, or however, whatever word you want to use for that concept, is then we really cannot fail. And that's been my journey with the Course in Miracles, is that even though I've had to struggle through some tough stuff, every day is better than the day before. Does that mean that every day is happy? No. A lot of days are a lot happier than they used to be. But does that mean that I don't struggle? No. It just means that every day is better than the day before. And I'm no different than anybody else. Every day can be better than the day before. And it's learning that we're not here alone.
Yeah. Because often what we talk about, and especially when it comes to forgiveness or self-forgiveness, is there's some stuff that is near impossible, or at least that's how it feels to forgive. And it's these experiences in life that honestly, you can't take them back. Like one of the things is like, well, what if you cheat on your spouse or you get cheated on? And it's like, well, you can't, there could be work and forgiveness there, but the instance that it happened can't really take that back. It may permanently affect the relationship, for a lifetime. Sometimes people have said stuff to you and me, and it's just like, wow, you can't take that, put that
You
back in your
can't
mouth.
unhear those
You
things.
can't unhear those words. You just can't. And while the forgiveness and the undoing isn't like, okay, now everybody's, all hunky dory, we're hugging each other, we're singing Kumbaya, we're all friends, going out to dinner, going on vacation together. It's just that feeling in our hearts of the effects of that instance isn't weighing us down anymore. Like, to me, that's.
And also, like not going into hate, or if you were in hate, to really turn that
Go
over.
to extreme dislike.
Well, I think my journey of the course has been that not going into hate is a real part of the course. And that doesn't mean that you're not devastated, that you're not, extremely hurt, that you weren't a victim even. But it's not allowing whatever happened to eat you up and to take your life away from you and to create this identity for yourself that you'll never be better or that you deserve bad things or that no one will ever love you or that, you're always going to be alone because the truth is you're never alone. And the truth is what happens to us in the illusion isn't what and who we truly are. And those are the things where some of these injustice, this human egoic space, we say, how in the world could we ever find forgiveness for that? Whatever, some real serious things. And so in our podcasts, we've chosen, like, we just don't want this to be bunny rabbits, rainbows, and roses, because that's not what life is.
No, and we don't want to shy away. I can get into like, oh, I don't really want to talk about that. I'm someone who's like, I really just want positive, but then it's like, well, okay, looking back at my own life, it wasn't, not every day was positive.
Actually, you're the two sides of the pendulum. I mean, really, is as we've been making this together, it's like you either want to go way, like this is the let's just be happy, 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 or let's, really go down into the deep, dark dungeon.
Do you know what that's about?
What is
I
that?
will tell you why. It's if I am like, whether I look at the news or my life and I'm feeling more negative about life, I want to make a positive podcast. And if I'm feeling,
Really?
yes. And if I'm feeling more positive, I have, like, we can say, the energy to then take it a little deeper.
Wow, you must not be feeling that good that often then.
I
I guess you're feeling not as good as I thought you were feeling.
Well, it's not like I'm not feeling good or positive, but then it's like I have my own worries and fears, and then I can get stuck in the rut, and it's like, okay. I want happy. I wish like I could look at the news and is like, oh, you know what, guys, we're taking a day off. Nothing bad happened. And so I always like, even when I'm feeling good about me, I'm feeling good about my life. When I look out across the world, it's like, oh, that's not everyone's experience. So I want more happiness. But then I also know I can get be someone where I can like totally shy away from the hard stuff because like I don't want to think about that.
But you're bringing up something that we haven't talked about in the podcast that I think is really essential for healing, is that we can put on this mask of happiness, of, oh, all is well, let's keep it positive, because opening up the truth, putting the mask down, saying, I'm really, actually, I'm pretty sad, or I can, I feel pretty broken. That's the work. That's the hard part. That's the challenging part. That's the stuff that we're trying not to hide, minimize, or deny. So what you just shared for us is how this works, is what I heard is when you're not feeling so great about life, you try to bring more positivity so that you're not down. And then when you're feeling pretty good, you actually have the emotional energy to maybe look at some hard things. And this is what I think keeps most of us from doing our healing work. Because when we're already feeling kind of sad, to really look at some of this stuff that has brought in the sadness, and whether it's somebody else's part or our own part, like that's really challenging to look at. And for the reasons that you just really demonstrated.
Yeah, or if I'm around somebody who's feeling down, I want to make them laugh. I want them to have a positive experience, not just for my sake, but so they can have a better day.
So let's move to the lesson 229, love, which created me, is what I am. I seek my own identity and find it in these words, love, which created me, is what I am. Now need I seek no more. Love has prevailed. So still it waited for my coming home that I will turn away no longer from the holy face of Christ. In a way, when we're keeping those masks up, we're turning away from the holy face of Christ, meaning seeing ourselves as who we truly are. And what I look upon attests the truth of the identity I sought to lose, but which my Father has kept safe for me. So even in our worst days, even if we did something really, really awful, that hasn't changed who we truly are. And then would you like to read the affirmation?
Yes. Father, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up. And thanks to you for saving me from them. Amen.
Would you mind reading that for us just one more time?
Sure, I'll also read it a little slower.
Well, because these are meant to be affirmations. And, you know, Father, my thanks to you for what I am. Like, are we truly thankful for who we are? Or are those masks so affixed that we don't even know who we are? And we're too afraid to look at who we are. You know, that's what the Course is asking us to do. And if we need help doing so, seek out professional help. I mean, sometimes this is part of the journey. That's why we're coaches, so that we can help folks as they do this. But I would appreciate it if you would just read it one more time, and for the rest of us to just close our eyes and...
If it's safe to do so.
If it's safe to do too, not if you're driving, not if you're operating machinery or your kids, you need to watch them. It's just like if you can close your eyes, soak this in as our affirmation for today.
Father, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up. And thanks to you for saving me from them. Amen.
Have a wonderful day practicing lesson 229. See you tomorrow.
See you then.